with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. God's helping me here right now. Amen. I know he's helping you too. Sin is not mortified when it is only diverted. Amen. Now, sin's got to come out. You can't divert sin and still feel like it's gone. That's just like cutting the head or the top off of them weeds. And the root is still growing. The root is still alive. The root is still prospering. Amen? Amen. Now listen, as long as there is a root there, there is life of the former self. Amen. This man was a slicker and was used to making money from the very beginning. And then he got baptized and got filled with the Holy Ghost. But when he saw that there was an opportunity to deceive somebody and make some money off of somebody with the Holy Ghost, praise the Lord, amen, he began to conniving and deceiving because it was already in him. It was rooted down in him. And when he repented, it should have come out, but it didn't come out. It was still down there. What are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about you got to kill the root. Get rid of the root. Amen. If you don't get rid of the root, it's going to grow again. I'm trying to get you ready for a great revival. I'm trying to get you ready to be saved. I'm trying to get you ready to consecrate yourself. Amen. It's too much deceit. It's too much of us tipping around and trying to pretend ain't nothing there. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't like the folks to come around and set them hypocritical folks down at the home assembly, making them thinking that they're something so big and this and that, and they know that they're nothing but a bunch of hypocrites. Amen. That grieves my heart when I hear that. It grieved my heart when I heard about it up in Oberlin when somebody would talk about the hypocritical saint. They ain't got no business talking about the hypocritical saint anywhere when we've been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. It's time for us to get rid of the root. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.